Alleluias, we sing the Nunc Dimittis, and the 40 days of Lent thus explain. Early in the church's history, the major events in Christ's life were observed with special observances, such as his birth, baptism, death, resurrection, and ascension. As these observances developed, a period of time was set aside prior to the major events of Jesus' birth and resurrection as a time of preparation. For Lent, 40 days, minus the Sundays, were set aside to recall the 40-day fast of Jesus in the wilderness and his temptation by the devil. During Lent, the church's worship assumes a more penitential character. The color for the season is purple, a color often associated with penitence. The hymn of praise is omitted from the liturgy. The word Alleluia is usually omitted as well. By not using the Alleluia, a joyful expression meaning praise the Lord, until Easter, the Lenten season is clearly set apart as a distinct time from the rest of the year. Additionally, it forms a powerful contrast with the festive celebration of Jesus' resurrection when our Alleluias ring loud and clear. The penitential character of Lent is not its sole purpose. In the ancient church, the weeks leading up to Easter were a time of intensive preparation of the candidates who were to be baptized at the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday. This time in the church's calendar was seen as an especially appropriate time for baptism because of the relationship between Christ's death and resurrection and our own in holy baptism, Romans chapter 6. This focus would suggest that the season of Lent serves not only as a time to meditate on the sufferings that Christ endured on our behalf, but also as an opportunity to reflect upon our own baptism and what it means to live as a child of God. Thus we begin the season of Lent on Ash Wednesday this last week for 40 days. You notice as we sing A Mighty Fortress as the opening hymn, very fitting for the first Sunday in Lent, one word of God fells the devil. We sing A Mighty Fortress is our God in 6:5-6 and stand, face the cross as enters the section.
Thank you.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your presence and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We take the insert for the first Sunday in Lent as we chant the intro.
When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. page 156.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church that follow our Savior, that following our Savior we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Lent is from Deuteronomy chapter 26. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruits of the ground, which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket. And you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall make response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number. And there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us, and laid on us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers. And the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruits of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God, and worship before the Lord your God. And you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite and the sojourner who is among you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsively Psalm 91, verses 1 through 13.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Oh. 10,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Most High, who is my refuge.
No evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent.
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Serpent you will trample underfoot. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Epistle is from Romans chapter 10. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified. And with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Lenten verse, page 157.
According to St. Luke, the 4th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said to him, "To you I will give you all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him up to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone." And Jesus answered him, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 418. Jesus has just been baptized, and the Holy Spirit came down upon him like a dove. And the Father's voice says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus is 30 years old. His ministry is now beginning. Immediately after his baptism, the Holy Spirit now impels him out into the wilderness, into the desert. And now the work of overcoming temptation will begin. Jesus entered the water to fulfill all righteousness as the second Adam on our behalf. Jesus is going to defeat the temptations of Satan on our behalf. Now, the reason there are 40 days of Lent is the number 40 is very important through the whole scriptures. It's a period of time of a salvation act that has great consequences. The rain came down for 40 days. In the flood, and Noah and his family were kept safe in the ark. Moses was up on the mountain for 40 days and Mount Sinai and received the Ten Commandments. Elijah ran to Mount Horeb for 40 days also to serve the Lord on this mountain. The Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Jesus here is tempted for 40 days. And there are 40 days between Christ's resurrection and his ascension. The number 40 means this is an important act of our salvation that is happening. Then we see the temptation of Christ by Satan. Who is the devil? If you want to know, if you go home, read Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9.
The devil was originally a good angel and led a rebellion in heaven. John says in Revelation, Michael the archangel defeated him, and he and his demons were cast into hell, cast down to earth where they tempt people. And now we call them demons and devils. They rebelled and they fell. The devil is called many things in the Bible. Satan, Diabolus or devil, accuser, liar, murderer, wolf, dragon, serpent, lion, Lucifer. All those describe someone who is trying to devour you. The devil tried to devour Adam and Eve and cause them to sin. The devil's trying to devour the second Adam, Jesus. He tries to devour us too with temptations each day. How is it that we, because we are incorporated in the body of Christ in our baptism, how does Jesus, the second Adam, defeat the devil for us and then give us his righteousness and the word of God so we can battle against temptation is what this day is all about. So my friends, first we draw attention that the second Adam teaches us that man does not live on bread alone. Jesus ate nothing in those days, and during those days, when they were ended, as true man, he was hungry. It's hard to imagine going 40 days without food, but Jesus did. He was starving. He was hungry. He is true man. He needed to eat and drink and rest. But during this time of fasting and praying, he indeed was hungry. Then the devil came to him. If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Take matters into your own hands. You can't trust your father, is what the devil is saying. In Genesis chapter 3, this is exactly the same temptation he gave towards Adam and Eve. Did God really say you can't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Go ahead, eat it. Take matters into your own hands. Adam and Eve fell for the temptation. They took it and they ate. In sin and rebellion and death has now come to all mankind, for we are all descendants of Adam and Eve. Sin and rebellion and violence and wickedness is the lot of all mankind because of this original act of disobedience. But Jesus, the second Adam, did not eat. He did not turn the stone into bread. Instead, he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, and the other Gospels add, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. One thing to notice in this entire encounter with the devil, Jesus quotes the word of God from Deuteronomy 3 different times. Even as true man, even though he was true God, he's not relying on this power as God, but he's using the written word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to battle the devil. We indeed do not live on bread alone. Jesus said in John 6, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. That is eternal bread. We eat earthly bread, and then we get hungry again. Jesus said, whoever eats this bread will never be hungry again. Whoever drinks the water I give will never be thirsty again. He's talking about himself. Jesus is the living bread of heaven. And with the living bread of heaven, you have eternal life. There comes a day, as you get older and you're on your deathbed, you will lose your appetite. You won't want to eat anything. But you do have the bread of life. The bread of Jesus, and in that bread we live forever. That is why weekly we come to receive the sacrament from Jesus, the living bread. We do live forever on that bread. And that's what Jesus came to give us. Jesus defeats the devil's temptation in the word of God. Secondly, as the second Adam, Jesus calls us to worship the Lord our God and serve Him only. Now the devil continues. He takes him up onto a high mountain somewhere and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil has tremendous power in the spiritual realm. The devil says, I will give you all of this authority and glory. It's been delivered to me. I give it to whom I will. If you will worship me, all of this will be yours. Now, the devil's a liar. God does give him a lot of power in the sense that he allows temptations to happen so that we can rely on Christ alone and overcome all temptations. That's a mystery. He doesn't really have all of this kind of authority and power. He's trying to deceive Jesus, to do something which is the worst of the worst, to bow down and worship this demon. Adam and Eve fell for that temptation. For the devil said to them, don't you want to be like God? Take and eat. Don't you want to have power and glory like God? And they fell for it. They did eat. And they lost everything. They felt shame and guilt, the opposite of what the devil promised. But Jesus, the second Adam, would not fall for that temptation. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. This is the first commandment. Jesus is not going to give in to this horrible temptation. We worship the Lord our God and serve Him only because there is no other God. Moses talked about His name in Deuteronomy this morning, the Lord your God, which is Yahweh Elohim. Yahweh is I am who I am. Elohim is God, the creator of the universe. Both terms are used concerning the Lord our God. He chose Israel. He gave them the altar, the tabernacle, eventually the temple. By his hand and arm and great deeds, and signs and wonders, and terrors in Egypt, he brought them out of Egypt. This is the Lord our God. The reason we confess either the Apostles or Nicene Creed each week and the Trinity on Trinity Sunday, the Athanasian Creed, is we are saying to everyone in this room, everyone we know, we believe that the Lord our God, we will serve Him only. Jesus, as the second Adam, wants us to put away all the gods of this world to try to bring us supposed glory and authority that will drag us down into corruption and rebellion. Praise be to God that connected to Jesus, the second Adam, you are a person who proclaims that I will worship the Lord and serve Him only. He alone is God. And then thirdly, Jesus, the second Adam, says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Now the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the pinnacle of the temple, and says, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down. And now the devil plays a game. He knows the Bible too. Isn't it written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you on all your ways? You won't die. It says on their hands, they'll bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Keep in mind, the devil also knows the word of God, and he twists it to his own purposes. Adam and Eve would fall for this temptation, for the devil told them, eat it. You won't die. Adam and Eve ate, and they did bring death to the world. But Jesus, the second Adam, would not fall for this temptation. It is said, you shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. The Word of God is not meant to be twisted for our own purposes. By the way, in the intro this morning, you notice that the devil left off the verse. Because in Psalm 91 that we chanted in the introit, and we chanted the psalm as the psalm today, the verse after these verses He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You, that is Jesus, will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. That's the next verse. Jesus came to fulfill that. He is the one promised in Genesis chapter 3 to come and crush the head of the serpent. But in so doing, he would be bruised in hands and feet and side. The Lord Jesus Christ was the one who understood that that word of God is not meant as a testing of God to see if he'll really take care of me. Instead, we are called to rely on God and his angels to protect us. And Jesus will trample underfoot Satan, that evil dragon, trample him underfoot when he was crucified in our place. Jesus again quotes the book of Deuteronomy as true man against the devil. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It is our only offensive weapon. You know what Christians are like when they're not regularly studying the word of God and just taking their spiritual life for granted and not disciplining themselves to word and prayer? They're like a Roman centurion going into battle with a helmet and armor, but with no sword. What good are you as a soldier if you go into battle with all your defensive armor and you don't have a sword? You're going to run away when the battle comes and head the other way. Only with the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, can we do battle against the devil. The reason why you hear the word of God here, we want your kids in Sunday school, you in Bible class, read the word of God at home, do your devotion every day, is you are arming yourself for battle. This is a battle that we are in against the principalities of dark places. We see it all around us. Read the word of God. Meditate on it. Memorize it. Have it as a part of you. So you can do what Luther said in A Mighty Fortress. When we are tempted, one little word of God can fell the devil, drive him away. But we cannot overcome temptation based on our own strength. We will fail every time. That word, St. Paul said today, is near you, in your mouth, your heart, the faith that you confess Jesus is Lord, whom God raised from the dead. By it you believe you are saved and justified. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That is the word of God. The beautiful thing about coming to the divine service and coming to church or Bible class and gathering with Christians is that the Word is not far away. How closer can the Word of God be to you than to hear the lessons read right there with your ears? To have a pastor preaching a sermon right here so you can hear and see. To hear the Word of Absolution telling you this morning your sins are forgiven. To have water touch you when you were baptized at a font like that, and to receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine there at the communion rail. Can God get any nearer to you than your ears, your eyes, your head, your mouth, your heart? This word is near to us. This is why we come to the divine service, to rest in the word of God and to pick up your sword. So on this first Sunday of Lent, in conclusion, the Holy Spirit was present with Jesus every step of the way, his baptism, to his temptation, to his suffering, to his resurrection. That same Holy Spirit is with you every step of the way from your baptism, through your being taught the Word of God and receiving Holy Communion. The Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. Thankfully, the second Adam, Jesus, was crucified as our substitute. By his blood, we are redeemed and saved. Our sins were placed upon him, and his righteousness is placed upon us. We are justified. We are saved. We are declared righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ, not by gold and silver, as we say in the Catechism, but with his holy suffering and death, innocent on our behalf. We rejoice. The devil left Jesus for a while, departed. He would continue to tempt Jesus throughout his whole ministry. But as baptized Christians in the body of Christ, incorporated into Christ, the head of the church, connected to him, we can overcome temptation in Christ Jesus through the Word of God and through the sword of the Spirit. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We will worship the Lord and serve him only. We will not put the Lord God to the test, because we are connected to Jesus, the second Adam. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Turn to page 158. We stand to confess the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit,
who suffered temptation and death for our redemption, be our refuge. Preserve us from every evil and plague. Strengthen our faith to be satisfied in your salvation. For in the midst of life we are beset by many temptations. Fix our eyes on our Lord Jesus, who bore all temptation for us and resisted to the point of death, and bring us through the evils of this fallen world to dwell with you forever in heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, your Son trampled the serpent underfoot and freed us from sin and death by his own death on the cross. Protect and preserve all whom you call to preach Christ and him crucified. Command your angels concerning them to guard them in all their ways and bear them for the sake of Jesus Christ. Continue to bless all that we do at Trinity Lutheran Church. Also bless Mark and Megan Manti as they serve in Uganda, instructing people in the Word of God. Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that everywhere the Word of the Gospel would go forth to the glory of your name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all, you bestow your riches on all who call upon you. Bless parents with all wisdom as they teach their children your ways. Enable all households to confess with their mouths that Jesus is Lord. Be with those who celebrate their anniversaries this week, Cliff and Beth Brown, Vern and Susie Ramsey, and those who celebrate their birthday, Callahan Rohde, Stephen Ament, Paul Bashore, Arlisa Tarver, June Wente, and Suzanne Venk. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that you provide rain in our drought conditions. Be with those in Iowa who suffered the storms this weekend. Surround them with your mercy and strength in all of our afflictions and distress. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you govern the kingdoms of this world according to your holy and gracious will. We ask that you would intervene and bring an end to the war in the Ukraine
End the suffering, distress, and afflictions, that there might be peace and justice. Intervene and bring this to an end. Also protect all God-given authorities from the temptations of the devil. Equip us all to curb what is evil, promote what is good in our land and in all the world. Bless those who serve in the military, Courtney Tate, Danny Green, and Ricardo Batanga, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, and Alex Laffin. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of love, you answer those who call upon you. Hear our prayers for all who are in need of healing and restoration. Elizabeth Dye, those still suffering from COVID, Timothy Maltz and Melody Lechtenberg, Joe Waller, Raymond Sendeblock, and Darlene Meter, Winona Kucerik and Patsy Roller, Dwayne Rosowski, Chris Henderson, and Candy Darmody. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, everyone who believes in Jesus as Lord will not be put to shame. Unite your people in the right confession of your word and in your truth. And bring us with penitent hearts to receive the great riches of your Son's body and blood, for your word is our defense against the evil one. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We ask at this time that you fill out the ritual friendship forms found at the end of the pew, passing them to the person next to you. You may place them in the baskets in the narthex as you leave. You may be seated for the offering.
Offertory, page 159, we stand to sing.
Thanks to the
Should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil, gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
And sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Jesus Christ,
the
truth by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the
preserver of
true.
life everlasting, depart in peace.
Thank you.
depart in peace.
Amen.
Sound.
all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in the sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.